I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. A dramatic day at the federal courthouse here in Boston. Convicted marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev was formally sentenced to death. But before that, survivors and relatives of the victims addressed Tsarnaev directly, and it was powerful. A victim's mother told him what he did was cowardly and disgusting. A survivor remarked that he must not have a soul. Then, unexpectedly, Johar Tsarnaev himself spoke, apologizing for what he did. Lynn Julian was one of the survivors in court today. She was not impressed by what Tsarnaev said.
He threw in an apology to the survivors that seemed insincere and just thrown in because he was supposed to.
Journalist Susan Zalkind was also at the courthouse today, listening to what Tsarnaev said.
He called the name of Allah, first and foremost. He thanked the judge. He thanked his attorneys, who he said had made the past few months easy for him. But surprisingly, he also thanked the jury. He called the name of Allah many times. It was about a six-minute talk. And he said, you know, there's been a lot of conspiracy theories suggesting that maybe he didn't do the bombing. He said, no, it was me. You know, and as soon as it happened, I started learning about more about the victims, about the people I hurt. He said, you know, those victims had names, they had faces, and they had burning souls. So he sounded like he did actually have remorse. He also called for mercy for his brother, his dead brother who carried out the attack with him, and his family.
He also apologized. He used the word apologize, right?
Yeah, he did. He apologized.
Was he emotional at all when he spoke?
This is not an emotional man. Like I said, we've heard the most horrific testimony as just his death sentence. I mean, even this morning he seemed kind of lighthearted. He doesn't show much emotion, but the words he said, his pre-written speech, seemed to reveal that he did have emotion.
So his voice was monotone.
I wouldn't say that. I would say it wasn't monotone. It was like a casual, almost like a casual conversation.
Yeah, sorry to press you on this, but it's we will never hear what happened in the courtroom. So
I know. I'm almost casual. He spoke almost casually. He was solemn, I guess you could say. He sounded sincere. He sounded a little light, almost a little joking when he said, yes, it was me, I did it. I'm not sure to what extent he knows about the conspiracy theories surrounding the fact of if he planted those bombs or not. I think sincere would be the best word.
Susan, do you have any idea why Johar Tsarnaev did not speak up earlier in the trial and say some of the things he said today, apologize, communicate some of the remorse he spoke about today?
Well, it's always dangerous for a defense attorney or a defendant to put their client up on the stand. There's an enormous risk in a cross-examination. Why did he speak today when the case is already over, when he's been sentenced to death? Well, this case is going to be appealed. I mean, many legal experts believe that this case is going to be appealed from decades from now. And so it's possible that she was trying to put a little grease on the wheels, although I don't know directly how that would have happened to move the appeal process along, at least approve his public standing. But, you know, it's also possible that he just had a change of heart. He wanted to express himself. He wanted to apologize to his victims.
So, Susan, just your overall impressions of this kind of odd but very emotional day.
Overall impression, I mean, it's an extremely emotional day. It's an extremely solemn day, and it's an extremely sad day. Before the happenings this afternoon, we saw about over a dozen anti-death penalty protesters outside with flags. It's sort of surreal to finally hear him speak. I've been looking at this case for 2 years, investigating him, trying to figure out what he's like, and to finally hear this individual talk is fairly surreal.
Susan Zalkind, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Susan's been covering the trial since the beginning.